From Yahoo Sports, Tate Money has flooded world of college athletics. Mate, well, we all love money. Every one of us. That's one thing we can agree on. And it's no more obvious than in once amateur college sports, where the flood of TV and donor dollars has thoroughly consumed it. For decades, college athletes competed for scholarships. Overnight, just since the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen more erratic and court-altered changes than in the previous 100 years. Football and basketball have become undeniably professional, requiring head coaches of those sports to oversee the apportionment of multi-millions in appropriate amounts to their athletes. It's more important for coaches to be CEOs than play callers. The teams with the most ultra-rich contributors have jumped to the front, if they weren't there already. Back in November 2024, the second richest man in the world, Oracle's Larry Ellison, and his wife, Jalen, helped flip quarterback Bryce Underwood to Michigan with a four-year deal worth over $10 million. We are left to wonder how dozens and dozens of other more secretive salaries are negotiated. From perennial doormat to champion as fans, we accept awkward 18-team conferences, expanded playoffs, and all the legal maneuvering with. When the ball is tossed up or kicked off, it feels the same. We're lost in support of our favorites. That's where we are. And in a few years, when the Atlantic Coast Conference inevitably breaks up, the makeup of conferences will become more irrational than ever. There is no greater example of the new world than Indiana University. With Kansas State finally getting its act together under now-retired Bill Snyder, IU had the title as, historically speaking, the nation's worst football program. In two shocking seasons, IU coupled a brilliant coach, Kurt Cignetti, with an infusion of cash and voila, sudden success. Nothing in the history of American sports compares to it. Cost of doing business. Here's one example of how it works. When the Hoosiers needed a blockbuster donation to bring in Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback, to put them over the top, they turned to Mark Cuban, former owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Interviewed on the subject, Cuban said he had never contributed to the IU sports program, but was convinced to fund Mendoza's name, image, likeness deal. That gift led to IU's 16-0 season and Mendoza landing the top spot in the NFL draft. Cuban wouldn't reveal how many millions he gifted, but whatever the amount, it stretches belief that, like so many other major gifts, it fits NIL regulations put forward by the College Football Commission. That's the way of college sports today. Money causes most rules to be stretched beyond their limits. Ohio State won the football playoff January 20, 2025, and earned a conference-high $91.55 million in Big Ten 2024-25 distributions, approximately $15 million more than Illinois and most Big Ten programs. When Brett Bielema-Zellini traveled to OSU on September 26, they'll face a squad of pros sharing player compensation estimated at $40 million. This comes after four Buckeye products were chosen among the top 11 players taken in the recent NFL draft. When it comes to football, the Buckeyes will never allow themselves to be outspent, nor will the fathers of the state's largest city allow the NFL to come in and thereby diminish their product. Oversized budgets, and then there's Michigan basketball. The NCAA champs reportedly paid Morris Johnson about $2 million to leave Illinois, and were able to attract Big Ten MVP Yaxel Lendeborg in the face of what Lendeborg called a $7 million offer from Kentucky. Who knows the actual amount? All we know today is that North Carolina transfer Elliott Cadow sparkled in the tournament and has agreed to another season at Michigan for one of the largest NIL deals in the country. One of the largest today means $3 million or more. This is based on reports that one Tennessee is bringing in Wake Forest's Juke Harris for about $4 million. Two Louisville is paying Kansas big man Flory Bite on the $5 million. Three St. John's landed EuroLeague's 23-year-old Quinn Ellis for $4.8 million. And four Wisconsin's John Blackwell is said to receive nearly $4 million as part of Duke's reported NIL budget of $20 million. Any of these numbers could be a tad off. But it's clear that, in today's game, you're not likely to succeed if you don't have several multi-million dollar players. We now see that jump shooters who fall into the second round of the NBA draft can make more money playing before huge college crowds than they can riding an NBA bench or performing for small crowds in the 31-team G League. Only the NBA pays better than college basketball.